Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Over on the west side, we got our peeps, Heidi and Frank. What's up?
Hello, Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, do we have a great show for y'all today. Kevin Hart will be in the studio. Wow. Yeah. Talking about his new movie, and you do not want to miss that. Plus, Jennifer Lawrence is fed up with all the lies in Hollywood. Uh-oh. And Beyonce is reconnecting with an old friend. But first, let's shoot it on over to Heidi and Frank to see what's happening over there in New
Oh, decisions. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Khloe Kardashian. She's got her little baby True, right? And she's got to figure out, what if something happens to her? Well, then who will be the legal guardian of this beautiful little baby girl? And on this Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she is going to have to decide which sister
is going to
step
gonna
in and be the legal guardian if something happens
to her. If I was Khloe, I'd pick Kendall.
But hold on. Don't that baby got a whole daddy?
That's what I'm talking about. Let them, his family members take care of the baby.
Hold. Take a look at this.
So I can't make anything official until the baby is born, but I am going to probably have Kim as the legal guardian if, God forbid, something happens. Just because I don't know my parenting style until I have a baby. Mm-hmm. But from what I envision my parenting style to be, I do think it will be more like Kim, a little more stricter.
She basically said all of Courtney's kids are brats.
Yeah,
they keep making Khloe upset. I don't like this.
But the thing is, y'all missing the point, though. She should let the baby go to Kim or to the other sister, or the little niece, where the kids that look more like her. Courtney's kids don't look like
what?
True
it don't have nothing to do with what
I feel like she's giving that baby to Kim just because that's where the secure check is. Yeah. Kim check ain't going nowhere.
Okay, the three meals will be there.
Courtney then said she don't want to work.
Portia, one day when you have a baby in the future, and let's take your family out of it, because obviously your sister would probably get the baby. But
well, obviously the baby's coming to me.
Mom.
I'm the father.
Just with the Dish Nation crew, something happens to you, God forbid, and one of us is going to raise your baby.
Okay.
Who's it going to be?
You know what? I would have to say Headcrack, because he's already got three, so what's one more?
Yeah, I got
just credit. Add him in the bunch.
Hey, Chris, what's one more?
When you're taking him to Disney, just add mine in, you know, doing dinner, make one more hamburger.
After three, you got six.
That's what I'm saying. Just add her in. All right, y'all. Well, does misery love company?
Yes.
I agree with that, too. According to a recent study, relationship drama is contagious. Researchers conducted a study which found that a married person is 75% more likely to get a divorce if they have a friend who is already divorced. Mm. In addition, if a friend of a friend is divorced, then that person's odds of getting a divorce increases by 33%.
I agree 100%. I'm waiting for all that married to medicine stuff. They're going through divorces on there just like on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
One get a divorce, the other one got to get a divorce. It's true.
Some of them are getting back together, which is kind of working as well with the other ones getting back together.
Yeah. I think what you hope for as a married person is when, not that you hope for this, but that your single friend is miserable, but is when they do go, you're just so lucky you're not out there because it's so hard. And you're like, oh, I really am glad I'm not. I'm glad that we're just at home on the couch getting fat watching Netflix. Like, I'm happy about that as opposed to having to be out there dealing with
all
that.
Well, out there is fun. Believe me, it's some of the best times of your life. And you think it's going to be, you know, the grass is always greener. So when you have a friend that gets divorced, say it's Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Uh-huh. Have you really seen Ben and Matt hanging out? No, Matt's married. Now he can't go out with Ben and be the duo again and pick up chicks and be each other's wingman anymore because it would probably ruin Matt's marriage.
No.
So he's like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. But, you know, a lot of times the single people will lie to the married people. Like, the single people make it seem like, oh, I'm in the club having a good time. It's a lot of good men out here. And then when you leave your good husband, now you're out here like, well, where is it? Where's the good time?
Like, you know, like sometimes like single dudes would be like, man, just stay in your situation, bro, man. Like, man, I'm out here having sex with different people every night. It's soulless. It's just
nothing. Yeah, they don't like it.
They
sound appetizing.
Ain't nothing out here for you, bro. Just
all this, all those young, not feeling my soul.
Right. Like, I would love your life meeting.
Okay. Well, we have to say goodbye for now, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what Betty White is still doing at 96.
What? All right?
Bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one,
y'all. Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence is one of the few in Hollywood that is totally honest.
Really?
Yes, honey, from her love of the Kardashians to her sometimes being buzzed at award shows. And in a recent issue of InStyle magazine, she's challenging other celebrities to be just as honest about dieting.
Okay. Right.
So without naming names, she's calling out celebs about giving fans false perception that some of them can eat whatever they want and still be a size zero.
Oh.
Jennifer said, I just like when everyone's honest. If you're 20 pounds underweight and talk about eating pizza and fried chicken all the time, that's not going to make people feel good about themselves. If I'm going to the Oscars or having a movie premiere, I won't lie. I'm probably eating differently from how I would in my regular life to fit into those dresses, and I feel comfortable saying that. So is she right, y'all?
Yeah, she right.
She's going to start telling the truth.
No,
they ain't going to start telling the truth, but she is telling the truth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because they do. I have literally seen them do interviews, and they be like, no, my favorite junk food is like hamburgers and this and that. And I'm like, well, mine is too, but I'm like 20 pounds overweight.
People tell those lies so they can sound relatable to the rest of the public. Oh, I'm just like you. I eat pizza all the time.
And then, you know, a lot of times, like, it's a lot of pressure on moms these days because you get these celebrity moms who have these babies, and you see they get big. And next thing you know, they have a snapback when 9 times out of 10 it's probably surgery or something. Crazy-ass diet pill.
Yeah.
They ain't telling you that part.
Mm-mm. They running up and down Runyon Canyon 13 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to see more doctor shout-outs coming from some of these celebrities.
Okay.
You're going to Dr. Jim, and that's spelled the J-I-M, not G-Y-M.
Right.
You ain't working out.
Thank you. You ain't been nowhere. Well, guys, is there a chance that Destiny's Child might be getting back together? Well, singer-actress LaToya Luckett, one of the original members of the group, went to the On the Run 2 tour when it stopped in Texas. And she posted a picture on Instagram of her and Beyonce hanging out backstage.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah, so this picture has fans buzzing. Could there be, or could this be the beginning of them getting back together?
How do everybody jump to conclusions like that? They're old friends, like they were childhood friends, and they're like reuniting. They just happy to be in each other's lives. I'm sure Beyonce's like, oh my God, girl, you having a baby. Our kids can play together and blah, blah, blah. Gary, don't be messy with this.
Because I don't think these two ever stopped being cool and cordial with each other.
There was no bad blood between those two, right?
When
Beyonce dated, kicked them out the damn group, honey. Yes, it was bad blood, honey.
But why don't they do a Destiny's Child reunion with everybody who was in the group ever, and instead of Beyonce leading the group, because she's just obviously too busy right now, have Solange lead it.
No.
Because Solange was in the group.
I don't know if Farrah would be back in that reunion.
Well, why do they put her back?
She was in it for a hot second. She wasn't even in it that long.
Well, come out doing the songs.
She came and did like one video, didn't she? And then Beyonce was like, you can go and catch your flight and your bags will come after you.
To the left.
Okay.
Anyway, superstar comedian Kevin Hart and movie producer Will Packer were here earlier this week to talk about their new movie, Night School, and much more. So we're going to have that interview right after the break. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation, our two guys from a movie that everybody's excited about seeing from Night School. Make some noise right now for Kevin Hart, Will Packer.
All right, there
appreciate
he is.
That. Appreciate yeah. that love. Yeah. Appreciate that HBCU yeah. Greek love, yeah. my brother. Oh,
Alabama
I'll take
State,
that from
the greatest
a
university.
People
Alabama
are going
State.
Crazy in the streets. As we speak.
Ricky, you know, Kevin didn't graduate college, so it's a little sensitive to him when right. we do that black Greek thing that we do.
Listen, I'm not against it. I just don't understand when you're just going to let it go. It's over. I went to Will Packer's house on a Sunday.
What happened?
Right? I thought I was watching football. Ricky, this man invites me, shooting a movie here in Atlanta. I'm going to be honest with you. Right. When I tell you I've never seen a group of men living in the past in my life. Like, listen, it was a bunch of bad body men and old college T-shirts talking about remember when. That's right. The whole day was filled with what we was on the yard.
Well, good thing you ain't come to a cue party. But see, Kevin knew about the, he didn't know about the alphas, but Kevin knew about the cues.
I knew about the cues. Everybody knows about the cues, but I don't, what's it, what are they called again?
The alphas. The okay, we're the first fraternity ever, first black fraternity ever found.
When you got to start explaining
No, we don't have to explain.
When you got to pull out a jacket
let
so
me,
I know
let me
what
ask
you're
you
talking
something
about.
Right now. You got a beautiful young daughter, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Would you want her to marry an alpha or a cute?
A dude, if I see a dude with purple boots and a thong on my lawn, it's over. I don't know what's going to happen.
All right, man, we're excited about this movie, man. Everybody that didn't graduate high school had to go out and get that jet, man.
That sounds like a personal experience right there. You yourself had to go out and redo it. You had to go back and get yours.
Absolutely, man. You know, when they told me I didn't get that last half of credit or whatever, I just went on down and took a GED test right quick and went on to college and just kept it moving.
I think that's the beauty of the movie. You know, of course, we're talking about the movie Night School that Will Packer and myself are producing. And literally, we built from the ground up, man. And it's a passion project because it's a relatable project.
So I have to ask, what was you like in school for real? Your mom talked to my mom, said, let's keep them separate.
Yeah,
make sure they don't
I 100% was a problem. I was a problem in school. I got along with everybody. I was probably the most popular kid in school because I was funny. And I played basketball. So I had a great...
Oh, wait a minute, Brett, that's not nice.
What just happened?
That was so funny.
No,
my God.
No, Brett, that wasn't a joke.
No, is it like a little league?
No, there was no little league, Brett. I was 9th through 12th. If you go look it up, Kevin Hart played varsity. You know, see, I could have chose basketball, but comedy chose me. I want you to Google Zion Baptist Church. It's a league I played in. There's a church league. Will, on the other hand, now let me tell you about this. Now, because I know Will, we talk.
Comes.
You know,
here
Will. First of all, you're looking at a new version of Will. Since the teeth, he's changed. Will before the Great Wall of Teeth was a different Will. That Will was a problem.
The Great Wall?
I was good, though, for real. Right? So this movie is a little bit more about kind of like you and Kevin's type. See, I went to school.
I went to college.
Too. No, I could listen. Right. Kevin, he didn't. He went to community college for about how long, Kevin?
2 weeks. I lasted 2 weeks.
What happened, Kevin? Why only 2 weeks?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Ricky. I have no problem with telling my life. As you guys know, I'm forever an open book around here.
Oh, yeah.
What they did was they gave us a pop quiz when I first got there. And before they gave us the test, they said, this is just a common sense test. Just for us to see where you are and see what you know.
What he's saying is that they didn't know where to place him at all.
They couldn't place him anywhere. This is a true story. I think I saw the teacher put my desk outside. It's a true story.
The art is imitating life then. Because that's the movement about
100%. That's where it comes from. This is where the idea stemmed from personal experiences. And then I said, how do we create a world where we can put misfits in a classroom together and make them revert to their high school way.
Don't go anywhere. More Kevin Hart and Will Packer after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation, the two guys who's bringing together a highly anticipated comedy in the theaters this week. Make some noise one time for Kevin Hart and Will Packer.
Gary, when he graduated from high school in Port Arthur, Texas, he worked at Wendy's for about a year. So he was working at Wendy's. He had a nervous breakdown because of the tickets kept coming through it during lunchtime. So every time,
bastard, you're going to tell a story, tell it right.
What happened?
No, because I'm bipolar.
No way, no.
I went to work one day, though, and the damn phone kept ringing, and I was at work at Wendy's making some chili.
Anybody.
And it just drove me crazy. I just
Wait a second. Right, oh, because the phone was ringing. I get it. The phone kept ringing.
It just drove me crazy.
Yeah, because when somebody doesn't pick up the phone, it rings again, and that's, I get that. Like,
ask him what did he do in the
making the chili. I just threw the chili pot. It was just
you threw the chili
you
pot.
Threw the chili pot.
It had to take him to the hospital.
It was aggravating.
Oh, got on you. You threw it on.
I just threw it.
Yeah,
it was aggravating.
Yeah,
Ricky, I feel like we need to move on because I don't want to get that other Gary.
No,
because I don't know which Gary might come out.
Ooh, so I'm crying.
Well, I went to your IG page before.
Here it comes,
Gary. Now I'm not. You know, it's none of my business. Gary, I saw a picture of you up there with a thong on. Content isn't appropriate for IG.
Did you see
the picture, Brad? When you got the work.
Don't do that to Gary. He living his best life.
That's
he can post
right.
whatever he want to post. All these tricks and thought pockets. Post all the stuff. Y'all don't complain about that, do you not, Kevin?
They're not.
It don't matter. Gary can post what he want to post. Back up off Gary now.
They're not built like Gary.
Gary's proud of his build.
They're getting ready to drag y'all out of here, but can we play a game with both of y'all real quick? It'll take no time. It's called the same damn time. I'm going to throw some questions at you guys. You both have to answer at the same damn time. Are you ready?
Okay.
Who's most likely to show up to work drunk?
Kevin.
Oh, that's 100%. I'll take that. 100%.
Has he ever been as drunk as he was at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God. I'm glad you asked that question. First of all, no. I don't know that any man on earth has ever been that drunk.
That 100% is the most intoxicated that I've ever been in my life. But rightfully so.
Right.
All right? I'm a Philadelphia native. I bleed Philadelphia.
I feel you.
We have been through years of no success in any area of sports.
What were you drinking?
A little thing called 1942. What I found out is that it's not just strong, but it works. Like, you know, normally I had a crew of like 13 people with me. Somehow I got us all on the field. We didn't have passes. We didn't have nothing. I just kept telling people, move. I'm Kevin Hart. And they kept moving. So I blame the facility and security that was in place that day because I shouldn't have never made it down to the field. The only person that did their job was that big white man that had no problem.
Abstain. Thank God for him. What would you have done if you had made it to the stage?
I would have mooned everybody. Huh? Y'all thought it wasn't going to be what it was. Ass out.
The one and only Kevin Hart.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all. Always love.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish. Want to talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt. Now,
let's talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I know, you do love her. She's from Party of Five. She's also
And My Fantasies.
She's also from the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. But she's joining the cast of Fox's hit show, 9-1-1. And she was out promoting that on James Corden's Late Late Show. And she talked about a pretty surprising celebrity BFF. This celebrity could probably drink the both of us.
Charlie Sheen?
Under the table.
We went out and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going on a date with Betty White. Like it's the most nervous date I've ever been on in my life, by the way. Maybe 3.5 vodkas in, I was like, woo, I'm feeling this dinner with Betty White, okay. We get back to the hotel and she's like, do you want to come up to my room? And I'm like, oh, Betty, like, yes. And she offers me, her nightcap is gummy bears.
I guarantee they were edibles.
That's a story.
Maybe gummy bears is something in the Urban Dictionary. Let's look that up, because it might be something that I watch.
96-year-old Betty White.
Hell yeah, I would.
You would. And if she made moves on you.
Hell yeah, I would.
You would.
Of course I would.
I would,
Betty
too.
White is awesome.
I would, too. So, wait, Golden Girls cast. You've got Betty White.
Oh, well, Blanche Devereaux. It's a slam dunk.
Well, Blanche Devereaux.
Oh, you know you're getting in Blanche's pants.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.